This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I know it often doesn't seem like it, very often of late, but there is a procedural method to the legislative madness in Washington, D.C. Case in point, a vote in the House today to pass a $1.4 trillion budget plan. Passage of said plan sets the table for a tax code overhaul down the road. Reconciliation is the legislative maneuver you're going to be hearing a whole lot about. But even though reconciliation will make it easier for the GOP to get taxes done, that doesn't mean it is going to be easy. There are a whole lot of big deal questions still up in the air, chief among them how to judge a tax plan, score it, figure out its potential effects on the economy. We asked Marketplace's Adrian Hill to explain something called dynamic scoring and why it has both sides in such a lather.
Dynamic scoring can cause policy pundits to freak. It's magical thinking, say critics. It involves assumptions that are too hard to make. And supporters say it's the only real way to know what a tax plan might do.
You know, both sides are obviously engaging in a little hyperbole.
Kent Smetters teaches at the Wharton School. Dynamic scoring is, at the end of the day, a tool. And like any tool, its value is in how and who is using it. Douglas Holtz-Eakin, former director of the Congressional Budget Office, says the way plans are traditionally scored,
it tries to take into account all sorts of reactions people might have to higher or lower taxes. But it typically does not change the size of the economy.
Dynamic scoring, on the other hand, adds in more of those indirect macroeconomic effects.
Saying, will the economy be larger or smaller as a result of this bill?
So what's the problem? Why not try to model total economic impact?
The argument against doing dynamic scoring is that it's hard.
Alan Auerbach teaches at UC Berkeley. He thinks dynamic scoring can be valuable, but because it's more difficult to model, it can also be more susceptible to politics and politicians putting their fingers on the scale. Maya McGinnis is head of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
The bottom line is that dynamic scoring makes sense as a concept, but we're not precise enough to treat it like a science. And so we should have it as another data point.
A data point that she says should come from a reputable, independent scorekeeper. Because we got to keep a level head here. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.